from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
One of those things, couple of guys.
Andy Randy.
Having discussion.
I be on it all night, man. I be on it all day. Straight up pimp. If you want me, you can find me in the...
What are you looking at me like that for?
What you talking about? We're supposed to make eye contact.
It's the Midday Show with...
Andy Barker and my son, my baby boy, Randy McMichael.
When I crack open this mic...
That was the most media member thing that's ever been said.
Starring Randy Montez McMichael as Randy and my firstborn son, Andrew Stephen Bunker as Andy.
You can't say Randy without saying Andy. It's the Andy and Randy Midday Show.
Boring answer.
Just make sure you don't touch that dial, then we'll be cool. Touch it and use the fool.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Yeah. Good morning. Welcome in. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the Midday Show with Andy and Randy with you here on a happy hour Friday. A little extra happy today as the Falcons keep making some big-time moves in free agency. Good morning to you, Randy. How are you?
What's happening, man? Yeah, it's all good over here, Andy Bunker, as it is, like you said, breaking news, and we knew it was going to break after our show. We knew that, of course, and everything like that.
At least they waited a couple hours to make it not sting as bad. It wasn't 208.
208 or in the handoff or something like that. I got to see it real fast. It's not just me. But, yeah. Moves keep moves are moves, and I'm so excited that people are excited.
Exactly.
I freaking love the excitement of Atlanta Falcons fans. I love the pettiness that they're showing towards the Saints,
which
is great.
Yeah.
And everything
that's
like
that. That's when you know they're
back. Yeah, that's when you know.
That's when you know Falcons fans are back.
I love all of it. Mm-hmm. I really, really do, man. And it's the great thing about it is that because the season's right here. This didn't happen in free agency starting. We got to wait all this time. No, the season is about to start. These two guys, you know, the two free agents that they got yesterday, they're going to have plenty of time to rep themselves up for the regular season and everything like that. So, yeah, I'm so excited that they're excited. And the fact is that we don't have to wait months for this new thing to go on.
I agree 100% with what you just said. Yeah. Like, the fact that these guys are both seasoned professionals makes me not worry about their ability to get ready and be a part of this defense week one. You know, I if it was sort of a different situation, maybe you would have wanted a younger player or someone like that to have been here for the last couple of months and get integrated and be around and schemes and all that kind of stuff. These guys are going to be fine. You put them in the defense week one, they make your defense better. The ceiling and floor conversation that I know Stake and those guys were having, I think is spot on. I feel like one thing we've been talking about throughout the offseason so far, especially since the offense had been taken care of, was, well, the defense's job now will just be sort of to bend, don't break,
right?
Like, be good. You don't have to be great. You can be okay. I feel like the ceiling for what the defense was maybe a week ago is now kind of the floor for what the defense is now with these two guys that you add into it. Because, again, like, you just added your second and third or first and second or best first player. And third best players on your defense.
Yes.
Like, Jesse Bates was here. Yeah. But now you've got Simmons and Judon and add with Grady and Caden Ellis and the rest of the guys that you've got there.
Yeah.
Like, you just made your defense significantly better. And, yeah, like, the big picture point that you made off the field about what this seems to have done to a fan base that was already excited for the season.
Yes.
But we talked about this off the air a couple of weeks ago. It was like, yeah, people are definitely excited, but, like, I don't know, just like the full bore enthusiasm that almost felt like we felt last year. And maybe it's different because we're not around fans at training camp. I was thinking about it driving in. I was like, why did it feel a little bit different this year than it did last year? Because they're better this year. Right. Last year, I don't know. Like, but there was enthusiasm last year. Like, they were selling out training camp. There was lines down the block. Remember that? I mean, maybe it's just because we haven't been around the fans at training camp this year. So that palpable, like, emotion that you can really feel from being in front of fans every single day, we haven't had. But or maybe not. Maybe there's something else to it. Maybe it's because last year the expectation was this, and this year, even with a new quarterback, the expectation kind of sounded like it was the same thing. Like,
Right. Yeah,
win the division and see what happens. That's not the expectation now.
No.
Like, after you make these moves.
It shouldn't be.
No, I mean, you have to expect more than that. And again, it feels like the moves that were made in the offseason previous to the last 24 hours were great, but this pushed it to that level of enthusiasm that you really want it to be at before a season starts.
This shouldn't,
like, Falcons fans are completely fired up.
Yeah, I mean, I think, and you should be, because your team is really good. They were good. They're really good. And when we talk about ceiling, and, you know, the ultimate goal of any NFL team is to win the Super Bowl, and then you look at what you have to do to get a place in that tournament. You know, and we know that, you know, that I think they were favored probably to win the South. They should be favored, yes, to win the South.
Their odds went from whatever they were to win the NFC yesterday and jumped up significantly.
But then you look at, you know, who's in this NFC conference. I mean, you got, you know, Detroit, obviously. You got the Green Bay Packers, Dallas, the Eagles.
San Francisco,
without a doubt. And then there's other teams you sprinkle in, Rams and everything like that. And so you don't know what tier you would put the Falcons on. Like, I think my top tier in the NFC is definitely the 49ers in Detroit.
Yeah.
And I think the Falcons are right there with the Cowboys and the Eagles.
It's hard for me to put them up on that top tier without having seen it yet.
Yes,
you know what I mean?
Yes,
like,
yes.
And that's really the only hesitation right now, because you know how good the guys are, especially these guys on defense that they've grabbed. Like, you know on paper what that does to the potential of that side of the ball, but without having – you've seen San Francisco do it. Now, San Francisco's got issues.
Yeah,
I know we've been talking about Ayuk.
Yeah.
Trent Williams isn't there either.
But exactly.
Not there yet.
He's not there yet. And that's why, you know, a lot of times, a lot of these holdouts and everything, they usually get done this week, after this week of games and everything. So I don't think
it probably will.
Yeah.
But it hasn't yet.
And it hasn't yet, but all those things. But, no, you look at, you know, just the aggressiveness that I feel like Terry and them went out with to go and get guys, to go and get – you know, you lose Rondale Moore and you go get Jakeem Grant, but you're looking at him like, really? I mean, he's always hurt. Now, when he's right, the dude is explosive, but he ain't been right in 2 years. And so then you're like, all right, whatever. But then you see what me and you were talking about, like, there's Matthew Judon want to be there. How about you call him, Terry? Like, it seems like, and I'm just talking about just me and you in general, the last couple of years, we were like, well, go call and get that guy.
Yeah.
And he finally did it.
Yes.
You know, we were talking about, go get Judon. You don't want to be up there. They're rebuilding. And you went and got him. This Justin Simmons thing, I didn't see this. I didn't necessarily see him as a need player, but hell, you go get him. The dude can play. And as I was talking about, you know, the career path of both of those, him and Jesse Bates, it's almost the same because they're both ball hawking middle of the field safeties. Put him in somewhere he can play. I mean, you know what I mean? He's that good a player. I'm not saying that he can't be in the box and force the run game and all those different things, but he can do a lot of other good stuff, you know? And I'm not saying that he can't be that eighth man in the box and all those things, but they're going to have to be, and I'm not saying they can't do it, but I mean, yeah, you go out and you add two players to this defense, two high-level, all-pro caliber players, it's a win, man. And then you're talking about for the money that you got them for, because Judon is still ain't and nothing going on with that.
As far as we know, it's going to be $6.5 million.
That is freaking awesome.
It is awesome.
It's freaking awesome to be able to get those two guys where you got them at for 14?
Yes. Those two guys combined
for $14
million is – I mean, that's general managering at its highest.
Yes.
Now, credit to Terry Fontenot for that, absolutely. I also think there's another side to it as well, which is context and opportunity. Like, you have to be relevant, and you have to be a team that guys like Matthew Judon or Justin Simmons or whoever else.
They would have came here last year.
No, they wouldn't have.
No.
Absolutely they wouldn't have. Yeah. And that's not a criticism of anything other than the roster. Like, the roster last year was not one that if you're one of these types of guys, you were going to look at from elsewhere and be like, yeah, there. That's where I want to go because I think I can win there. And to me, that all starts with getting Kirk Cousins. Like, you get Kirk Cousins on this roster with what this offense already had, and the expectation for this group together with him leads you to be able to attract other players.
Right.
Like, and again, Terry Fontenot did that too this offseason. Like, that's what's happened. If you go back two offseasons, and just sort of look at what he's been able to do in terms of free agency in adding Jesse Bates, who's an All-Pro, and Caden Ellis and David Onyemata, who are very good players on this defense, and then Kirk Cousins, and then Darnell Mooney, and then Matthew Judon in the trade, and then Justin Simmons yesterday. Like, that's pretty phenomenal stuff.
Yeah. Like, but it's gotta
work.
Yes,
of course
we know that.
Of course it does. But none of that is possible if the first move isn't made this offseason, which is Kirk Cousins,
yes.
And then other things can sort of follow after that. As we go back, I remember we had a conversation with Terry like right after the draft, and maybe it was OTAs or something like that in June, and I asked him, how did your philosophy in terms of going about the quarterback position change so much from year one to year two? And he said it didn't. Like, opportunity changed.
Right.
We didn't have $100 million to spend. And there wasn't a Kirk Cousins to spend it on.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and then there wasn't a Michael Penix to draft. We always wanted great quarterbacks.
Right.
The opportunity just wasn't there. It's the same thing with Judon and Simmons and all these guys.
Mm-hmm.
They probably wanted guys like this for years.
They just couldn't
afford them, and they didn't want to come here.
And we talked about that, you know, when the whole Montez Sweat thing. He went after him. We kept saying, go get him. He tried to get him.
Right.
But obviously, Chicago won that battle, and Chicago gave him that money that didn't have yet.
They did.
And so, yeah, I think it's been a great training camp for them as far as acquisitions of these players. I mean, it's just been one of those, but you got to see it. You got to see it. And I believe that they're going to be really good.
I do, too.
I believe they're going to be really good.
I do, too. Like, from early at the beginning of this week, it was like, yeah, we're talking about a playoff team. To now, it's like, yeah, that's for sure. Who knows beyond that? Like, it feels like anything's possible now, which is just the best way to feel before a season starts.
Yes.
This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. We'll come back. We'll tell you what's trending. I don't know if anybody told the Braves or not, but they had one more game in San Francisco yesterday. I guess they were good.
No, they forgot.
They were good. They won the first three. All right, we'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Ladies and gentlemen,
time now for What's Trending.
A look at the top trending headlines of the day.
Oh my God.
Brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Is your heating and cooling system aging? Reliable's got you covered for just $29.99 a month. No deductibles or service fees, just coverage. Call to find out more.
We had dinner, you know, we was leaving, talking, you know, I just sell my points. You know, I've been in Atlanta my whole career. You know, I could talk to that. But, you know, as we leaving dinner, pulling off, man, I was driving a little something real nice that night. You know what I'm saying? And it's a valet bringing my car up. I'm pulling off. I tell you, Justin, man, this is Atlanta. Take care of you right here, baby. So then I went home. Then I went home and I let the rest take care of itself. So, man, I'm happy to have him. And I know he's going to bring a lot to the team.
I love it.
There you have it.
I love it.
Grady Jarrett on NFL Network earlier this morning talking about some of his role as far as recruiting Justin Simmons.
Rolled up in the roles.
Yeah, role. One of his roles in terms of recruiting Justin Simmons to become an Atlanta Falcon. And well, they can put the full court press on him, man. Like, yeah, they're taking him out. They're showing him, it's nice here. You can do this. Yeah. You can do that. All that kind of stuff. I love it. I love when guys that, I mean, look, Grady's been here for a long time.
Yes.
Did some big time winning early, and it's been a minute.
Yeah.
he wants to win again before he has to hang him up. And I like him out there trying to help the cause.
Yeah, man. It's one thing to go there and visit and talk to the Terry and Heem and all those guys in the front office. But when you get a chance to sit down with the players, especially when you talk about going out to Chops and pulling up and everything like that, I mean, Justin got bread. So, I mean, he probably got one of those, too.
He did get like a $30 million guaranteed contract from the Broncos.
Yeah, he got bread. So, but, I mean, yeah, it's always whenever you get an opportunity to do that. Go out to free agent dinner and whatever you're with the players, more or less than the front office people. It's always a good thing because you get a chance to know these guys and hang out and shoot the you know what, because it's your natural thing. Now, when you go to these dinners, you talk ball, but you don't talk ball. It's more like you're just talking life and everything like that. But you go out and close a deal with the roles. Why not?
Why not?
I mean, the roles will snatch plenty of folks.
All kinds of different people.
All kinds of. The roles snatch them.
Safeties.
Yeah. Safeties.
Dancers.
Models.
You name it.
IGs. Shakers.
Singers.
Yeah, man. The roles will snatch them. It damn sure will. Yeah. It's a very.
It's a versatile automobile.
It's a versatile automobile. Yeah. That's what it does, dog.
I would imagine so.
That's what it does.
You've driven a Rolls Royce before?
I have.
How was it?
It was awesome.
Pretty good?
Yeah, it was cool.
Like, what's the main difference?
Huh?
Like, what's the main difference between just a regular car?
We only got 3 hours.
I don't know.
Everything, dog. It's
but like, I'm driving it from my house to work. Like, I'm getting to work.
You're getting to work, but the thing about it is you won't know when you get
what's
here.
What's the difference floating between a Rolls Royce and a Prius asking
floating,
you, Randy.
Dog. It's floating.
Not much?
It's floating. And as big as it is, it feels smaller when you drive.
Okay.
You know what I mean? But
what's the suspension?
You feel no bumps.
It's just a smooth ass ride, dog.
That sounds
it really,
good.
Really is. Now, like, you know, when they first made them, it was meant to ride in the back. Because I always remember the first time I saw one, Pat Surtain had it. Hmm. And we were at a teammate's wedding, and it was outdoor venue, and Pat, it just came out, and it pulls up, and we're like, what the hell is that right there? You ain't no car guy. It's like, what the hell is that? So it's a Phantom. I was like, damn.
Wow.
I want one of those. I want one of those right there. But, he's coming to a great place. He's coming to a great locker room.
Yeah.
And I think that's always one of the best things you can do is when you're coming into a new environment. I can always say that, you know, I was the same way when I went to – I didn't know what to expect when I went to San Diego. But I got a chance to know those guys. We weren't at Chops. We was at a pool party in Vegas. But it was the same thing. I got to hang out with them and everything like that.
Who were the guys that recruited you?
It was SP, Sean Phillips, and Marion, and Coop, and Big Travis were out there and got an opportunity to just hang with them. They all defensive players, because they're the offensive player hung out. They were all, you know, whatever, whatever.
Well, Phillip's too busy making babies.
Phillip's making babies. And Gates, you know, he bougie anyways. But, yeah.
All right.
I mean, it's always fun to do that. And so I'm excited for Jesse, because I'm not saying that, you know, because I don't know. We didn't know what the deal was with the safety situation with Helms and Richie.
Now we do.
Now we do. We don't. Now Richie's going to play. Richie's going to play, and they're going to have certain instances that he's going to be there. He's going to be in, on all short yardage.
Yeah, I was thinking about that. Like, what does this mean?
Yeah, he's going to be on. He's going to be role. In short yardage type situations.
Okay.
Yeah, I can see that and everything.
So three safeties.
Yeah, somewhere down there. Maybe, and you know, he didn't have the best of track records with him. Maybe he got better. He's covering tight ends down there.
Yeah,
because like
coverage hasn't really been his. Yeah. Like its best.
Yeah. Something like that. Some kind of role down there, but he's going to play. Mm-hmm. He's going to play. He's not going to play as much as them two dudes.
No,
he's going to be out there.
Not going to play as much as he has.
Yeah.
Not going to play as much as he was.
Yeah.
And we talked about this yesterday. I don't think that either one of these signings hinged much on the injuries that happened in the first game, meaning Helms and Trice, because he did replace those exact positions.
Yeah.
But it's not like you – no offense to those guys, but, like, I mean, Trice never played an NFL game before, and Helms is a second-year player.
Oh, no, yeah, these are
Pro Bowl players.
These are Prius to Rolls-Royce upgrades.
Yeah. Hey, man.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Hey, man.
Yeah, I like – yeah.
Gas mileage has really been good.
She homie. She's still. Did you let her use the Element?
Yeah, she's right. She's riding around town in the Element.
Oh, is she?
Okay. She's riding around town in style.
I was like, your mom's home. Your mom's back.
Yeah.
But she lets you keep the car.
Yeah, because we're still going to Flowery Branch all these days.
Right.
You know, if we were done yesterday,
right,
I would have switched back over to the Element.
So when she leaves after the party tomorrow, are you gonna keep that? Are you gonna keep the Prius?
I think I'm just gonna keep driving it.
Yeah, might as well.
Yeah, it's just kind of. It kind of fits me.
You still getting dirty looks?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I gotta fight for every inch of road space that I get these days, Randy. It's not like the disrespect that I was getting in the Prius like the first week went away. It's still a Prius. They don't know I'm in there,
right?
You know,
right.
I would assume. I have to imagine though. There's a couple listeners that have heard us talk about this,
yes.
And now every time they see a Prius, they're like, "I wonder
is that Andy?"
Because I've gotten some waves in the Element,
right?
People know. People know the Element riding around town. That eggplant purple Element.
Oh, that's bunk over there.
Oh, there he is.
Oh, that's bunk.
There he is, riding style. All right, here's Max Fried talking about his outing yesterday.
Throwing strikes, definitely, I would say, at a better clip. I felt like I was executing a little bit better, but when it came down to needing to make pitches with runners in scoring position, you know, especially early on, that didn't do as much as I wanted.
They were touching him up yesterday.
Max Fried's been on the Braves for a long time, and I've heard him talk a lot of times. It will never not make me laugh.
Yes.
How sad he sounds no matter what this is. Now, he didn't pitch great yesterday. He wasn't as bad as he was in his first two starts back. Jesse Chavez didn't help when he came in.
This was a blanket game, man.
It felt a little bit like they were happy with the first three. Now, I will say this. Logan Webb's a really good pitcher, and they got blanked by a guy who's a really good pitcher.
Yes, he's good. So, he's happens. Good, but it did feel like that. And then you come in, and it's like, damn, Jesse. And then that last one, that Kevin that called, I thought that was out of here.
Yeah.
Like, but you need Jesse for those moments and everything when the game's out of hand and him to go out there and save other bullpen arms.
Yeah.
And we get that. But
yesterday wasn't his situation.
Yeah.
Yesterday was he accidentally threw more fire on the or more gas on the fire.
Yeah, man.
He's all right. The starting pitcher got off to a terrible start. Let me go three innings in the middle of the game and sort of right the ship. When you don't score any runs, again, that's the seventh time now the Braves have been blanked this year.
Mm-hmm.
They had that crazy streak of not getting shut out for a million games,
mm-hmm.
and now they've been shut out seven times in like 2 months.
Yep,
pretty crazy.
Yep.
Anyway, they won the series. They won the series, 3-1. That's what matters most. Hey, the Hawks schedule came out yesterday.
Oh, hold on. They're going to see Wash. Oh, they're going to see Wash.
Oh, yeah, they're going to play they're going to play the Angels.
You think he does the infield stuff with infielders?
I don't think so.
Okay.
No. I don't think he's allowed to help coach the Braves infielders anymore, as much as I would like it if he did. But I bet Ozzie's making that trip.
Oh, yeah.
I bet Ozzie's so excited to see him. Anyway, they take on the Angels, who suck, so hopefully they can get a couple more on this road trip and then come home. Hawks schedule yesterday, we were wrong. They got two nationally televised games.
Yes. Both of them against the Spurs, which is weird.
Yeah, what's that about?
I don't know. I don't know.
Wemby versus Ricochet?
I guess. I have no clue. But
last two number one draft picks, both French?
Could be. I don't know.
I can come up with nothing else.
I mean, I'm still like up in arms. I'm not up in arms, but kind of like, damn, they didn't get the MLK game, which is crazy. I don't think they did.
I thought they always had.
I don't think. No, they didn't. Oh. They didn't get it this year.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Okay,
yeah,
my bad.
Yeah, they didn't
my
get
bad.
It this year. But I'm right. Like,
it had
I'm
to like, do with a college. I think it had to do with college football.
Okay.
Oh, is that, that's when the.
Is the championship game that week?
Right. Okay. So they can't. Okay. They play in different arenas.
That's true. Anyway, the MLK game is going to be in Madison Square Garden January 20th. So the Knicks have that game.
Well, he was up there in Harlem.
That's true.
Yeah. He was up there in Harlem.
He traveled around.
He was up there in Harlem making speeches.
It's true. That's a good point. Yeah. They rematch, or not rematch, the matchup against DeJounte and the Pelicans will be on December 2nd. If that gets you fired up. Maybe it will. I don't know. And the home opener is October 23rd against the Nets.
All right. The big bad Nets coming in here.
Yeah, the Nets
are
taken.
Who the hell is on our team? Ben Simmons.
Ben Simmons?
All right.
He won't be playing. No chance of that.
Ben Simmons.
I mean, yeah, they're tanking actively. Yeah. So, yeah, hopefully you can get a good home win. And, yeah, man, I don't know. It's a really kind of – what's the right word for it?
Come on. I can't think of one.
Lukewarm.
Yeah.
Lukewarm feeling towards this basketball team. Who knows? Maybe they'll be better than anticipated.
I think they will.
Because the expectation's not very high.
There will be. The Hawks will make the play-in. Guarantee.
The least bold take of all time. All right. What else was there to mention? That's right. The Falcons have a preseason game tomorrow. Man. Yeah. Right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Nobody's playing, that you know.
Nope.
But we were out there yesterday, and the third team were getting a lot of reps yesterday at the end of practice, so they can look better than they did down in Miami. Hopefully that you get a good product out there. It's always, I mean, certain players who you're looking for, I'm going to continue to look at this defensive line and see what they can do as far as the guys that are going to actually be in and helping the team there. They don't want to show anything because you saw different – situations with this kickoff. Kyrus Jackson had a nice return last week.
Yeah.
And so you saw a couple more returns out of it. So, but they're still not going to show a lot of the other stuff because there are going to be some tricks to it. And
one way to make people not upset about no one playing in the preseason is sign a couple All-Pros.
Yes.
In between game one and game two.
Yeah, man.
Because I just don't, you know, as whatever. The preseason is what it is right now. We're just going to have to deal with it. It's probably not going to change. The only thing that's going to change is there'll probably be one less preseason game in the next couple of years because they'll go to an 18-game season. Guys be out there competing for some of those backup jobs. You will get a chance to see some of those defensive linemen like you talked about. Again, we said it before. Maybe we didn't say it loud enough. Say a little prayer. Don't get hurt.
Yep.
There was some pretty significant injuries in that first game.
Lost three guys, man.
Hopefully
we don't see
any of that tomorrow against the Ravens. And, you know, other than that, it'll be a cool opportunity to turn the radio on at noon and hear the Falcons on there.
Yeah, man. I mean, it's going to be – you're playing – Baltimore, they're not doing – they're probably going to sit there. You're not going to get to see Lamar or anybody like that. No. But football is football, and you're going to get to see us on the defensive line guys that are going to probably contribute to that. Get to see Kevin King again, see if he can have another back-to-back good performance at the cornerback position.
That's something to watch for sure.
Maybe one of these young receivers pop.
Yeah.
That's all I got for you, bro. And then Michael Penix, of course.
Rook Arororo.
Yeah.
And watch him.
Yeah, and then Michael Penix.
Penix, Penix will play. All right, this hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. Get back into that shift of expectations that the Falcons have felt over the last 24 hours with these big signings. With that expectation shift, there's a guy on this roster who's going to have to do something he's never done before. We'll tell you who it is and what that is after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy. Happy Hour Friday. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. 20 minutes away from an NFL no huddle, and it is a Happy Hour Friday, like we mentioned. So if you're out there drinking something or getting ready to, send us a picture of it at TBM929, at RandyMac81. We'll give you a shout-out on the radio. Simple as that.
Yeah, man. Also, high school football. I know Cork and Kale, my man Bo Johnson called the game last night. And so I'm excited because my former roommate, my brother, Terrence Edwards, starts his head coaching debut tonight at Mount Vernon. And then my nephew, Tristan. Tristan transferred over there, so he's going to get to play, and I'm just so excited.
That's tonight?
Yeah.
Who do they play?
I don't know.
They're going to win.
I know they play tonight.
They'll be fine.
And that's all that matters. My boy, so yeah, get one of many, and I'm just excited for Terrence to get this head coaching opportunity that's and everything awesome. Like that. I'm just so proud of him. But, yeah, high school ball. I think the Trojans coming up next week to play up at Berkmar, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, next Friday, I think they're coming up with that Pete County Funk, Gwinnett, and we Yeah.
That's close to you.
That's right. I'm going.
Oh, you are?
Yeah,
okay.
I'm going to see them Trojans.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to see them Trojans come up in
the It's not often that it's such a close game for you
to
come
up to Gwinnett, bring some of that Pete County thump. Hell yeah. Good. I'm going to see my boy
good.
Play.
That's good. I can't wait to hear about that.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, Bo Johnson was on the call last night for the Corky Kell game. Sounded like the game was a very, very good game, which is awesome. But great work, man. Awesome. Awesome stuff, as always.
Appreciate it. It was fun. Shout out to my partner in crime, Harper LaBelle, there.
Just an A1 partner.
A1 partner.
A1 partner.
Absolutely. It was fun.
Love it. Love him. And, you know, because I used to call the Corky Kell games. And they were, I remember, because me and Chris Gopher, I think we did four games in one day. We were over here at Georgia State.
I'll be honest with you, that's too many.
Dude, I was.
It's too many games.
We were exhausted.
Yeah, that's too many games in
the
day.
We were exhausted. I'll never forget the last game of the night. It was like the team was driving, they were down by three. Right, got in the field goal range, and I was sitting there like, I don't wish no ill will to no child. Missed this damn
kick.
Really
great if
missed this damn kick so I can go home. And damn it if he ain't make it. Damn overtime and Corky Kell. But it's a great event, man. Getting a chance
to see. We got another game tonight, two more games tomorrow.
Yeah, man, it's a fun thing. High school football is back. I don't know if it's going to tonight. It might be a little sneak with Sam and them tonight. Sneak preview of the high school show tonight, I think. I think that's what Sam said. So
okay.
It's always the best show on the station anyways.
It's incredible. Yes. They do such a good job covering the whole state and high school football. And, yeah, one of the great shows we have for sure. All right. We'll get back into an NFL no huddle coming up in about 20 minutes. But with everything that's gone on with the Falcons this week, it's exciting. For sure. It's exactly what everyone was hoping would happen. And for the first time, I don't know, in years, maybe ever, everything that you hoped would happen happened. Mm-hmm. Like, I would have been perfectly satisfied just, like, get one of them, you know? All right, there's some pass rushers available. There's some safeties available. Mm-hmm. If you can get one thing to help your team better before the season comes around, great. But to get two of them is phenomenal.
Yep.
But with that, obviously, expectation shifts a little bit. And it's interesting because when I don't know what your expectation is. I don't know what the general expectation is. But I think it was high, it was division, it was playoffs, it was try to win a playoff game, all that kind of stuff. Right. With what happened this week, it's higher than that. I felt good, and the reason the expectation was what it was because of the quarterback acquisition,
right?
When the expectation is make the playoffs.
Because they would have made it last year if they had them.
Right. Yeah. It's easy to understand how having Kirk Cousins takes you from what was to what could be this year.
Mm-hmm.
Now, with the expectation rising, now you're talking about Kirk Cousins, who, again, is a very good quarterback and is part of why the expectation was where it was.
Right.
He's going to have to do something that he hasn't done before.
Yes, exactly.
Which is win multiple playoff games in the same year.
Yes.
Like, I feel like you go, like, when it was, you got to win this division, well, the division's not very good. And when you win the division, you get a home game, win that game. Mm-hmm. Okay, Kirk Cousins has won a playoff game before. But now we're talking about you got guys on defense, you're loaded, you got all this stuff, people are talking, sky's the limit, all that. Again, your expectation of where you think it could go is up to you, but it's higher than winning one game.
Yeah.
So, well, that would be then winning two games. He's never done that before.
No.
He's never won two playoff games in his whole career.
No.
And it's crazy to go from, and I don't want to make this sound overly negative, but I think it's a reasonable thing to wonder about a guy who's never done it before.
Right.
It's crazy to go from the expectation being high because of a guy to now being like, man, are they going to be able to reach their potential because of that same guy?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I mean, that's what I said. That's what I was talking about yesterday. It's like, I mean, Kurt's a very good quarterback, but Kurt has had number one receivers.
He has.
He's had big time tight ends. He's had a great offensive line. He's had pass rushers. He's had that.
Yes.
You know, and I don't want to put it all on him. I hate when that, because, you know, we know the one big thing was about him, and they got the opportunity in the second week of the season. Remember, night games. Kirk couldn't win night games.
Oh, nationally televised
night games, yeah. And all those different things. That's on his record. Now, if you go back and look at the games as a whole, how did he actually play in those games? Mm-hmm. You got, but I mean, win losses shouldn't be a quarterback stat, but it is. So whatever. But that's the thing about it is, like, yeah, he's a really good quarterback. He is, and he's in a system that he's comfortable with, and all those different things like that. But it is what it is. He's only won one playoff game. Mm-hmm. And he's been in the playoff numerous times with the Vikings, but they've won one,
mm-hmm.
And so. You can sit up there and say, and I always say this when it comes to a coach's philosophy. He didn't have me as his head coach. He didn't have our system. He didn't have our beliefs, or as the Falcons like to say, our ethos. And so we're going to succeed those expectations of what he's probably never gotten to. That was a hell of a playoff win they did. They had. It wasn't a push off. You know, Kyle Rudolph just made a nice grab. You know.
Bringing up,
but no,
nice little COVID win over the season.
But no, I think that, you know, collectively as a whole, this team, they should win the South, and it really shouldn't be close.
This division already wasn't particularly good, and then when you got the quarterback, that was even last year, you should have won the South,
right?
And obviously, quarterback play was a big part of what held you back from doing that,
right?
You were right there to do it. You had the Bucs beat in the second half of that game, mm-hmm. and then they come back and get you, and they end up going on a run and actually win a playoff mm-hmm. game. Baker Mayfield gets paid because of it. Mm-hmm. Like, it, you know, a couple things, and again, it feels very, like, reductive to say that, because a couple things, well, they're very big things. They're plays
right.
in football games that have to be made by players, and you don't have the players to make them. You don't have the quarterback to win you games. It's not as simple as everyone tries to make it, but now you have that quarterback, so just – at least from what last year was, you would be able to do better and
yes.
make the playoffs from that. Now you have a whole bunch of other stuff surrounding what last year's team didn't have also. So, yeah, you go from that being the reasonable but I think still conservative expectation for this team to now, and again, you got to see what it looks like on the field when all these guys get out there, and it'll take a month or whatever to really kind of get a sense of really what they are.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to be surprised if it doesn't look good.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
like, I mean, I'm going to be surprised if we get to October and we're like, man, I don't know. That really isn't working the way that I thought it would. Like, yeah. it's easy to look at this offense. We said this when training camp started. It's easy to look at this offense on paper and talk yourself into them being very good.
Yes.
Now, because of what happened this week, it's pretty easy to look at this defense on paper and also talk yourself into them being good.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't know where some of that stuff was going to come from. Well, now you have Matthew Judon, who's had 15 sacks in a season before, and you have two safeties who've been Pro Bowlers and All-Pros. Like, that's a significant difference than what had been here before. So the expectation naturally goes from win the division to win playoff games, mm-hmm. NFC, whatever. Again, mm-hmm. however far you want to take
it. And it should be.
Yeah.
And it should be, you know, because you saw how close you were. You know, and now you added players who have played a lot of big-time football, who know how to go out and do their job at the highest level at impactful players. Matthew Judon is not going to solve the problems. Somebody got to come along with him. You
yeah.
know what I mean? Like, he's a damn good player,
mm-hmm.
but you got to have somebody else come along with him. And I think that's when you talk about the Grady Jarrett and everything like that. But you got to – because now you have – a player where protection is going to be slid to.
Yeah.
You know, and so with that extra attention, somebody's got to take advantage.
He's the type of guy that makes other people yes. on the line's
yes.
lives
yes.
easier.
Somebody has got to take advantage of that.
The two things that we've been begging this defense to do for years now, hopefully, will be taken care of with the moves that they've made this week, which are obviously sacking the quarterback, but just consistently making the quarterback uncomfortable, not allowing mediocre quarterbacks to sit back there in the pocket and pick you apart. And we don't have to run down the list of guys that aren't that good, that have had their best games of their lives against the Falcons in the last handful of years. That shouldn't be the case anymore. You should be able to make bad quarterbacks look terrible, and you should be able to make good quarterbacks uncomfortable with the pass rush that you're throwing at them,
right.
hopefully. Turnovers is another part of it.
Like, yes.
This team just hasn't created turnovers at all
mm-hmm.
over the last 5 years or so. Justin Simmons has the most interceptions of any player in the NFL since he came in 2016.
Yes.
Like, that's
yes.
okay.
Yeah.
That's who you just
yeah.
got.
Yeah, six last year.
Yeah. Like,
okay. yes,
he's 30 picks since he came in the league yes. in 2016. Like, that's a guy who just goes and gets the football. So now you have a guy who can get the quarterback and a guy that takes the football away on a defense that hadn't been able to do that in half a decade.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
yeah, so, I mean, yeah,
giving the ball back to an offense that feels like it's going to be a pretty high octane offense.
I mean, that's it. I mean, when you have a good offense, the more possessions you can get them, the better. Yeah. That was one of those things. I remember we talked a while back with Arch. We talked. I got a chance to talk to Arch, and it was like, you know, it was during, oh God, I forgot who the damn punt returner was. And it was like, why is he always fair cut? It was a thing where Falcons don't never return
this
any
is punt. Like late Dan
yeah,
Quinn, right?
Yeah, they don't never return any punts and all that other thing. And Arch was like, well, why would you take the risk of taking the ball out of Matt Ryan's hands? You know, you want to make sure that you get the possession for Matt Ryan. That's the same thing here. But, in a way where you get them, Kirk Cousins, the ball as many times as you can. And so you got guys over there that are able to do that. And you have an offense that's going to be able to move the football. Now, the biggest thing in the NFL is all teams can move the football between the 20s. It's about red zone efficiency.
That's another thing.
It's about red zone efficiency.
That we just have not seen happen with this football team over the last
red
handful
zone
of years.
Efficiency. And every day that I've been out there at Falcons camp, and because I get there during the team periods, it don't make no sense for me to get there when Abe gets there to watch him stretch. You know, I get there at the team period to watch what they do actually live on 11 on 11. And every day I've been there, they have done red zone.
Teams that are good in the red zone. Teams practicing. That are efficient in the red zone. No. But what are the ingredients that tend to lead to teams being efficient in the red zone?
You can run the football. You can run the football. You got it. When you're in the red zone, your first down play has got to be positive. It's got to be a positive play. All right. It's got to be a positive play on your first red zone play. That's how you get more efficient because you got to give them that. Well, we can still run the football. Say it's 3rd and 3 from the 7. We're still able to run the football. So you got to be able to run the football down there, and you got to have playmakers. You got to be able to take advantage of Kyle Pitts 1-on-1 outside or Drake London 1-on-1 outside, and just give them a shot. The defense know you're going to probably throw it if it's a 1-on-1 matchup and there's no safety help anywhere. The defense probably knows you're going to throw it, but you got to be able to make those plays.
Yeah. Starts with that fear of the run, though.
Yes.
And it all comes back to Bijan, which, again, is another guy that there's high expectations
Because the thing
for.
About it is, it's only so many coverages teams play in the red zone. You're probably either going to play man, you're going to do the zero blitz, or you're going to play quarters. That's pretty much the coverages down there in the red zone. Mm-hmm. And so you got to be able to identify them. You got a guy who can identify them, but you got to make plays.
Yeah, again, a quarterback who knows what he's doing as well. Yeah, all the ingredients, man. They're all in there. Cannot wait to see what it looks like Week 1 against Pittsburgh. Game 2 of the preseason tomorrow right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game against the Baltimore Ravens. Pregame is at 10. Kickoff is at noon. You'll see Penix and some of the other guys. Obviously, most of the starters, I would say probably all of the starters, are not going to play outside of a couple young defensive linemen. We'll come back. We'll get to an NFL no huddle. All the other news from around the league. There was a game last night. Drake May played in it.
He looked better.
Yeah. I mean, wasn't much room to go down,
Jacoby,
but he did. He looked better.
Like but yesterday.
Talk about all that after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.